From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Some breaking news now. Former President Bill Clinton has been taken to New York Presbyterian Hospital after feeling discomfort in his chest. According to a statement released by the president's counselor, Douglas Bann, President Clinton, the statement says, underwent a procedure to place two stents in one of his coronary arteries and is now in good spirits. For more on this story, we're joined by NPR health editor Joe Neal. Joe, what more do we know?
Well, not a whole lot. We know that he had some discomfort. He was feeling tired. And that he went to a cardiologist, and from there he was taken to the hospital, or went to the hospital. We don't actually know how he arrived at the hospital. And in a pretty typical procedure, it was determined that whatever discomfort he was having, perhaps it was chest pain, perhaps it was just some tightness in his chest, we just don't know these details, that he probably was having an episode of what's called angina. And angina is where the vessels that surround the heart start to spasm, much like you'd have a spasm in your arm, a muscle spasm. And at that point, they decided, given his history, I'm sure he had a quadruple bypass operation back in 2004, that the best course to take was to look at his heart and see what was going on.
Can you tell us just a little bit more about this procedure, placing those two stents in one of his coronary arteries?
Yeah, basically, they take a long tube, they feed it up through your groin up into your heart, and it's called a catheter. And there's a little camera on it, and in this procedure, there would be a balloon on the end of it. They would take X-rays while they're doing this, inject dyes, and determine whether those arteries I'm talking about were actually closing down, how much they were closing down. Whether there was any significant damage to the heart muscle. Since we're hearing that he had two stents put in one artery, there must have been some significant weakening in those arteries. We don't know whether it was the ones that were replaced in the bypass back in 2004 or whether it was a different artery. So we'll just have to wait to hear for those details.
Now, before the former president had bypass surgery back in 2004, he was complaining about chest pain and shortness of breath before they took him to the hospital that time. So there would be good reason, I guess, to act very quickly.
Back then the diagnosis is what's called unstable angina. You might assume that that's probably what he had again. It's just a continuation of that disease. But then again, many years have passed. We don't know exactly what happened.
There's still a lot of questions at this point, but we do know that President Clinton always travels quite a bit, but he's been traveling to Haiti recently. It's been said that the second trip really took a little bit out of him, that he was quite tired after that. Could that have contributed to these latest troubles?
It's hard to say. I mean, he's 63 years old. He had a quadruple bypass, back in 2004. He lost a lot of weight after that, but he does travel a lot. I mean, you might think that in an environment where there's a lot of dust in the air, where there's a lot of just a lot of stuff going on there, that perhaps that could be a trigger, but we really don't know. I mean, he's been back for several days. There's nothing to directly link that trip to Haiti to what's happened.
And as we said, his chief advisor, Doug Bann, said that he's now in good spirits and resting comfortably. That's NPR health editor Joe Neal. Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you.